I had seen Dave play in the blind. He was really young. I don't know that he was 18 even, but I think they played at Bookies, and Dave and Mike Smith were in the blind, and Dave really impressed me in that he didn't play like a kid. He wasn't a punk rocker. He played, you know, he played real rock. He played all kinds of, like, Ted Nugent. I mean, I don't mean that. I don't know why I used him, for example, when I was young. Ted Nugent was considered to be a good guitar player, and all this other stuff didn't come about at that point. And so he sounded like a Detroit rocker. He didn't sound like a punk rock kid, and I was surprised. And I remembered that, and I remember talking to him. My girlfriend thought he was cute, and we sat at the table and joked around with him. And so he was a nice guy. I really liked Dave, and so I had a real. Once I saw him downtown, we were just walking on opposite sides of the street and waved to each other. The fact that he, you know, asked me to go, I was really pleased. So, yeah, and then the first night I showed up, it was a funny place. Mike Smith's family owned, I think it was Gregory Mayer and Tom. I think that was it. One of the big old stationery stores downtown. And they had a warehouse up 4th Street by the Ambassador Bridge. And they used to go in there and jam. And so the first night I showed up, they had a leaky roof, and there were all these puddles of water. We were standing in. I thought I was going to die that night. But we jammed there at first. It was really nice. They asked me, "You got anything? You have any idea?" So I just threw out an idea, and that became a song. And you know, Dave's really inventive, and he's a really good guitar player. And playing with him was a lot of fun. He just, you know, we just could do things. And Mike's a good drummer, so we had a good time. And Larissa was interesting. She was the first real punk rocker. I mean, a punk rocker that I'd ever met. But she had an older brother, I think even close to my age, who was, you know, a rock and roller. And she had worked. New record shows. She used to work with this guy, so she was aware of a lot. She wasn't naive either, so it was kind of fun that these people were so young, but they kind of knew more than just what I expected. So we weren't playing three chords and stuff, you know. So it was neat. I was really happy to fall in with that band. Yeah.